where all three people were living there on Friday. And if they wanted to, they could have made an error of then I tell you, Betule Nami Motzavatul. Maybe that's the only time the Rabbanu were Masak and Hilchus Bitul. That if on Friday you could have made a Hilchus Erev together, now on Shabbos, if you didn't make the Erev, you're allowed to be Mavatul. Aval, hi, but this case right now, this Yerush, this son that took over on Shabbos, Kivon di Boiler Ruvim Yesmo, Lei Motzim Arev, since this Yerush, this son on Friday, did not live in this Chotzer. On Friday he couldn't have made the Erev here. So mainly he first gets his right in the Chotzer on Shabbos. Is Lei Motzim Mavatul? And maybe this Yerush cannot be Mavatul on Shabbos. Oidulma, the other svar is Yerush Kari Davuhu. The other svar is no, a Yerush, his son that Yashins inherits his father, is like Kari Davuhu. He's like the foot of his father. Because he comes out of his father. So he's like takes over the place of the father. So just like the father could have been Mevatel on Shabbos, who then the son is also allowed to be Mevatel on Shabbos. That was the Shaila. Drashi, Aval Hai de Lei Motler Rubi Esmul, Plehoye Lei Chelik Shaboloi. On Friday, the son had no shaykhus to this chotzer. So that was the shayla. So he answered back, Omalei, Ani, I'm mevatel. I take say, I hold not halacha, you are allowed to be mevatel. A Yerush could also be mevatel. That's what Rav Nachman answered back. Because the Yerush, the son, has the same halacha like the father. He's like taken over the place of his father. So just like his father, if he would have been alive, he could have been mevatel. For what then, the son also has the right to be mevatel. That's what Rav Nachman says. Vahani Devei Shmuel Tonu Ein Mavatul. But in the base of Medrash of Devei Shmuel, there they learned no, a Yerush can be Mavatul. So the more Eitzvah, I have a kasha right now. This is a cloud. Kol Shemutal Lemiksa Shabbos. Anything that had a hetter at the beginning of Shabbos, you're allowed to carry out at the beginning of Shabbos, is a cloud. Huta L'chol Shabbos. Usually it's Huta for the whole Shabbos. We'll soon see, even though something goes wrong, still the hetter still remains, that you're allowed to carry out those Shabbos. The chol shenesa lemiksa Shabbos. Anything that was usher on a little at the beginning of Shabbos is nesa lechol Shabbos. It remains usher the whole Shabbos. Chutz mimavatul rishus. Except the halacha bimavatul rishus. That even though at the beginning of Shabbos you didn't make it a rubik chaseris. Let's say you have three people living there and only two of them made the eruv chaseris. The third one did not. So the beginning of Shabbos is usher to carry out now from your house into the chotzer. Still, bitter rishus helps. Even though it was also the beginning of Shabbos, in the middle of Shabbos now, the third one is Mavatl, his Rishus, the other ones, Bittul helps that it becomes Mutter now on Shabbos. That's the Lashon of Chutz, except the Halacha of Mavatl Rishus. Yeah. Now we'll explain what does Braisa mean to say. As Braisa said, Kol Shehutu L'miksha Shabbos. Anything that was Mutter for the beginning of Shabbos is Halacha Mutter L'chol Shabbos. You're allowed to carry out the whole Shabbos. Kegoin, what's the case? Irev Derech HaPesach. Let's say you have two chaserim, one next to another, and they made an erubi chaseris together in order to be able to carry out from one chotzer to the other chotzer. Now that's only muti, if there's a pesach b'neim, there has to be an entrance between one and the other. Now, they made the erub because there was an entrance between one and the other. V'nistam ha-pesach, in the middle of Shabbos now, that pesach got clogged up. You can't go through from one chotzer to the other chotzer. Still, they're allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. Let's say through the roofs, or from other where they can carry. What about Eruv Derech Chaloyin? The same thing. They made an Eruv, they were saying on the window. The Nistam Chaloyin, and then the Chaloyin broke, or got clogged up, is Zeha Klal. So then, still, since the beginning of Shabbos, the Eruv was Chal, it helps for the whole Shabbos. Yeah. So Rashi explains, what does it mean, Mutl L'shtamish? There's no more Pesach between them. So Rashi says, Mutorim L'shtamish Mizilazer Dezrika. The derechur and katanim, either they could throw over the wall from one chotzer to the other chotzer, or else through small holes. Even though really now there's no big pesach to walk through it, so the erev should be bottled. Still, the klal is no. Since at the beginning of Shabbos the erev was chal, the erev helps for those Shabbos. Now zeha klal, what do we have to say lashon for zeha klal lasuya? What is it coming to include? What's something else also? Lasuya movi. This is even a bigger chiddush. Yad a movi. Again, a movi is that a lot of chaserim open up to the alleyway, and the alleyway has three mechitzas to it. Now, the yamata, the fourth side, with the lechi or a kaira. Now, in the middle of Shabbos, shenitlu kairosav alechoyim. Let's say the kaira came down on Shabbos, or they took away the lechi, fell down. Still, it's mutter. Even though this is a bigger chiddush, even though right now you don't have four mechitzas anymore to the movi, the fourth mechitza went down. But since at the beginning of Shabbos you had the heter, and it's only midirabbonin you need a fourth mechitza. Midiraisa, Rishus, Yachid with three mechitzas, Some of the Rabbanan, since at the beginning of Shabbos you had the curry and the lechi at the beginning of the Movi, even though now in the middle of Shabbos it fell down the curry of the lechi, still it's mutter to carry in this Movi the rest of the Shabbos. That's the big kiddush. And Rashi says, Zeh klal usuyim Movi shetlo karosav alachoyim. The Shabbos, af agav dishtako mechitzah today, even though it was taken down the fourth mechitzah, still shuri. Hoyo vishtori ben ashmoshe, since at the beginning of Shabbos it was mutter. So Rashi, Mareisha lo shemin in law. We don't hear this kiddush from Mareisha. The Reish in the case with two chaserim, you had the four mechitzas there the whole time. Only the Pesach, the entrance in between, got clogged up. But here the fourth mechitza fell down like. That's what the Gemara says in the first parak. What's the second part of this brisa now? Anything that was also at the beginning of Shabbos, nesel chol Shabbos, remains also for those Shabbos kula. What does that mean? Kagoyin shnei batim b'shnei tzidim shus rabim. You had two houses on two opposite sides of a Rishus HaRabim. Like Beverly, two opposite sides of Beverly, you had two houses. Now since the Rishus HaRabim goes through it, Fashtetich is also to carry out from your house into the Rishus HaRabim. The Kifam Nochre Mechitza B'Shabbos, now in the middle of Shabbos, the Glei comes and makes Mechitzas to make it into a Chotzer, still it's also to carry out. Why? Because since at the beginning of Shabbos you didn't make an Eruv HaChatzeris, it was also to carry out from your house into the Chotzer. Even though now on Shabbos the Goyim make good mechitzas, that has Hashem Rishus Yochid Midiraisa, but since you have two houses opening up into this chutzah now, so it's usher, you can't carry in this chutzah. And it doesn't even help Bittul right now, like we had in the Gemara before. Since on before Shabbos you couldn't make an Erev, you can't be Mavatul Rishus Zelazeh on Shabbos in such a case like this. Yeah, well, let's see Rashi. The Kifam Nochre Mechitzah, the Asurim Levatel Zelazeh, even after the Goyim made a Mechitza, these two people cannot be Mevatel the Meshus one to the other. Today she Yishtamash Bo Echud Mehem, the Kol Ponim one should be allowed to carry here. Tohoyu Vihevi Boye Ruvim Yesmol Emotim Arvi. Since before Shabbos they wanted to make an error, they couldn't, because before Shabbos it was a Meshus Arabim here. Avol I Loyhevi Hosen Elechad Bayis. But let's say there only be one house. You have a house opened up to the Meshus Arabim, and then the Goyim come and make a Chotzer in front of your house. Then shari, then you are allowed to carry out on Shabbos from your house into the chutzner. The mechitza nasis for Shabbos mechitzi. Because if the goyim make a reshus yochid on Shabbos, you're allowed to carry there. It's called the mechitza. There's only a question here because you have two houses now opening up into the chutzner. But if only one house opened up into the chutzner, then it would be mutter. Baita zeha klal asuyamai. What does the klal come to tell us? That once something was also at the beginning of Shabbos, it remains also those Shabbos. La suya meis nochri b'Shabbos. Someone told me the case where the goy died on Shabbos. Like Rashi says, "Zeh klal the reish nami koyet sefer lesuya meis nochri b'Shabbos." The chivon di boiler ruvim miyesem olei motzi marvi. Let's say you have three people living in this chutzah before Shabbos: two Yisraelim and a goy. Now, when the goy was still alive before Shabbos, you couldn't make an erev together the two Yisraelim because the goy's asas on them is hashda nami loy mevatli. So even though now the goy dies on Shabbos, still, this bright soul, you're not allowed to be mevatel the reshus one to the other. Horatio the Sefer Leshemini, you don't hear this chiddush. So that's the chiddush here. That what? That since at the beginning of Shabbos, when the goy was there, we did not rent his reshus. When the goy dies later, we have no right to be mevatel our reshus one to the other. It doesn't help a bit the reshus. That's the chiddush. Now, the bright ends off, uketani chutz mevatel reshus. The only halacha that's different is a halacha of mevatel reshus. Means at the beginning of Shabbos you did not make an Eruv HaChatzeris to Yisraelim, so even though they could have made the error before Shabbos, if they didn't, on Shabbos is Allah, it could be Mavati Rishus one to the other. This is the exception, that even though at the beginning of Shabbos it was also to carry out from your house into the Chotzer, because you didn't make an Eruv HaChatzeris, but if now on Shabbos one is Mavati, so the other one becomes Mutter. Now with Diyak is, it says, Iyu in Yerush Loi. It only says mashm chusm mevatol that the person has a right to be mevatol. Mashm only the original owner, but not the Yerush. Otherwise, it should have said the Yerush also. Says the kasha on Rav Nachman. And the Gemara ema chutz mitayrus bittol. The Brisa means to say chutz from the halacha of bittol. There's anybody that has a right to be mevatol, he could be mevatol on Shabbos. So a Yerush, like Rav Nachman, since we say as far a Yerush takes over his father's place. Just like his father could have been Mavatol, a Yerush also could be Mavatol. And even though at the beginning of Shabbos it was also to carry out, this is the exception that Hilchos Bittul helps even on Shabbos. On Shabbos morning now, one to be Mavatol to the other one, and the other one now is Mutter to carry out on Shabbos from the Chotzer into his house, from his house into the Chotzer. The Rashi says, Eimo chutz mitoyrus bitu shus. The Yerush bechlal, a Yerush is included now. The Karya diavuhi, he takes over his father's footsteps. The Teres bitul mehegas boy. Eitzvah, you have a kasha. Echod mibnei chotzer shenei. One of the people living in the chotzer died on Shabbos. V'aniyech rishusoy. Li echod min ashur. And the leftover is rishus that somebody not living in the chotzer, somebody living outside, like Yerush, takes over. He takes over. Is mibayd yoyin oyser. If the person died before Shabbos, then we say this other person takes over, and he didn't make an Erev Chatzeris, so Yas is on the other one. Mishech HaShecha, let's say the person dies on Shabbos, then Einer Oyser. Then he does not Aser. Since at the beginning of Shabbos now, let's say he made an Erev Chatzeris with him, so it was Mutter at the beginning of Shabbos, now that he dies on Shabbos, he doesn't Aser on the other one. Rashi says, Sherei Hutel makes a Shabbos. Since at the beginning of Shabbos there wasn't a Rubik HaTzeris there, it was Mut at the beginning of Shabbos. It says, even though now one dies on Shabbos, and somebody else yashins, and the person should Aser, no, he doesn't Aser. Since at the beginning of Shabbos it was Mutter, it remains Mutter the whole Shabbos. Now, V'yechod min Ashuk Shemeis. Let's say, somebody owned an apartment that lived in the Shuk. V'niyech Rishusu L'yechiv Amnei Chotzer. Now when he's Meis, no, who yashins, his Rishus, somewhere living in the Chotzer. Is Mevoid Yoim Einer Oyser. If it took place Mevoid Yoim, he doesn't Aser. Because now Friday, since the Bnei Chotzer is taken over, he could make an Erev, and the Erev helps. Mishech HaShecha. But Kunda says, at the beginning of Shabbos, the person that owned the apartment there was not Mishtatif in the Erev. He lives someplace else. So the beginning of Shabbos was also to carry out. Is Oyser. It doesn't help right now on Shabbos, it's still also to carry out. Is Amai Oyser. Why? Because since on Shabbos the person died, even though now who Yashin, somewhere living in the Chotzer, that now the Kuri Hiblai is part of the Chotzer that made the Erev, it should be Mutter, we say no, since at the beginning of Shabbos it was Aser, it remains Aser. Rashi says, V'yechud min Ashuk, Shoyeloi Bayez Dira B'Chotzerzu, somebody living outside had a house in this Chotzer. Is a void Yoimein Oyser, Shurei Yarev Ze'im Shchenov. Let's say this person died before Shabbos. So now the person, the son that's taken over, lives in the Chotzer, good, he'll make it a Ruvik Atzeres with everybody else in the Chotzer, and therefore it's Mutter to carry out now. But Mishech HaShech is at Rashi, Sheni Yochol Arif, the person died on Shabbos night. Now Friday they couldn't make an Erev together because he wasn't living there. So at the beginning of Shabbos it was also to carry out. Is Aloch, it says here, Oyser, still it's also the whole Shabbos to carry out. Now the Kasher is at Rashi, Vi Yorish Mavati Rishus Amai Oyser. If you're telling me now somebody that Yashin's on Shabbos has a right on Shabbos to Mevatel his Rishus, so why can't this person that Yashin's now on Shabbos be Mevatel his Rishus on Shabbos? Even though the father on the beginning of Shabbos was alive, lived someplace else, so the father after and everybody else, but now when the father dies, the son Yashin, the son is living here, so now the son takes over that Rishus, why can't the son be Mevatel his Rishus now on Shabbos? Amai Yashin Mevatel, and the Gemara Enechonami, my Yashin Namadiktoni. What does it mean when it says it's also here? Achi Yavatel, Enachnami, it only means up until he's Mavatel. Enachnami, once he's Mavatel though, we talk old like Rav Nachman that a Yerush could be Mavatel. A Yerush has a right, even though he first gets the Rishus on Shabbos, still he has a right to Mavatel, the Rishus he gets on Shabbos. So here right now it's only Osir until the son is Mavatel. But once the son is Mavatel, Enachnami, the Brittle Taka helps, and then Oblai Mutter. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah, we're holding Daf Ayin Amid Beis, the bottom Gemara again. Yeah, again, we're holding in the middle of a Shaila, if the Yerush, it says if the father dies on Shabbos and the son Yashins the Rishus, could the son be Mavato the Rishus on Shabbos or not? That was the Shaila. So the Gemara Toshima, Yisrael v'ger shiruyim b'megura achas. You have a Yisrael and a ger, somebody was Mizgayer, was first a Goy, now it became Yisrael. Shiruyim v'megurachas. They're living with kids like in one chotzer. Rashi says megurah means a gurim, like a storehouse. Who v'cholak v'chadorim, it has different rooms. V'hoyelachol echad pischay v'chotzer v'isrim zeh zeh. The kids is like the two people have two different apartments, and they both open up into the same chotzer. So the yasser zeh zeh that on Shabbos you can't carry out from one rishus into the other rishus or into the chotzer. is Meis or Meis Ger Meboy Joim. Let's say the Ger dies on Friday. Before Shabbos he dies. Well, Meis Ger Meboy Joim,